So when Mary and Joseph make their way to your door and knock three times, please, let's all turn them away first, okay? Let's all practice that. Go ahead and do this. There you go. But I promise you at the very end, we'll let them in, have a party, and maybe even break a piñata.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 269, watching Las Posadas celebration in Mexico. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we stop outside the Mexico Pavilion and learn about the Christmas traditions in Mexico on our way to the back of World Showcase. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now sit back, relax. Close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I am so excited to be reliving these new adventures in Walt Disney World. The audio quality out of these new microphones is so good, and I feel like it places me right back in the parks. It really makes me want to go back and get away from all this ice and gold we have in Kentucky right now. I, too, am going to be closing my eyes and joining you all in Epcot today also as we listen to this. So let's go. I've been telling the kids about these special holiday storytellers in Epcot, and I was so excited to have them experience these amazing artists in person. On our previous holiday trip to Walt Disney World, the Three Kings actually stood out front of the pyramid and shared their story. But this is different with the Mariachi Cobre. I think it's so cool with the music that they share and the dancers that bring the stories to life. This will be one of my favorite holiday storytellers we'll see during our visit in Epcot this week. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday morning in December of 2021. The sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear, and it's a perfect Florida winter day. If you remember from memory 268, we made our way from the front gate through the construction wall corridor and are approaching the World Showcase Promenade. We'll join in just as we're walking up to the Christmas tree and admire the decorations before we turn left and enter into the Mexico Pavilion. As we approach the pyramid on our left, we begin to hear music that's definitely live. And as we continue forward just beyond La Hacienda de San Angel on our right, we stumble upon Mariachi Copre playing and singing and sharing the story of Las Posadas in Mexico. We'll stop, get a nice spot to watch in the very warm sun, and enjoy their offerings. Mariachi Copre is in the shade of the little market area on the far side of the building, and these two amazing dancers dressed in their colorful costumes move around in front of us, bringing the stories and the music to life. As the show is wrapping, and since this really wasn't in our plan, I'll re-optimize my touring plan on the Lines app again, and we'll change our first attraction to something the kids have not actually done before. The good part is, though, we'll get to enjoy some of the sounds of the promenade as we make our way towards our next destination to finish out the memory. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we experience some Epcot Festival of the Holidays magic with the Mariachi Copre.
The golden things.
Yeah.
From Coco.
The Epcot show, the old Epcot show with the giant earth that would open up. They have ornaments of it on the tree.
Oh, cool.
So I would like to go back.
The old illumination stuff.
Yes.
So the suggestion for a place to watch is like right here at these tables. So you can see that. Because, no, an hour before. 45 minutes to an hour before. Because everybody else likes to sit right there on the water, but not on that little side off to the side. This is one of the, this is the Mexico probably.
The list goes on and on of all of this.
Oh, Mariachi Copre.
And with that, we have traditional song and dance, similar to what you're going to see here today. We're going to continue now with a villancico, a Christmas carol. This one speaks of the birth of Jesus on December.
Why don't you guys go sit down? Go sit down. On the floor. Sit, excuse me. Sit. Go sit down. You're good.
Oh, no,
you're
no,
good.
Carritos de los bosques, pom, pom, pom.
As a family and as a community. So with that being said, I'm going to need your help for this next song. It's a clap-along song, so get your clapping hands ready. We're going to practice it a few times. It's a song I'm pretty sure you've heard before. So now whenever you hear this melody, clap, clap. You're going to clap right there, right? We've heard it before. Let's try it again. Whenever you hear this melody, just like that, here is La Raspa.
Thank you.
¡Aplausos! En México tenemos una tradición que celebra la historia de María y José. Y esta se llama Las Posadas. And so this is the story of Mary and Joseph and their arrival into Bethlehem while looking for a place to stay. And the word posada in English translates into an inn or lodging. And so everyone gets all dressed up and they make their way around the neighborhood knocking on doors. But they're always being turned away until finally the very last home does let them in. And in that home there's a big Christmas party. En esta gran fiesta de Navidad hay comida, música y la piñata. And so the whole community gathers and celebrates there. So together we'll celebrate just a little bit of Las Posadas. And so when Mary and Joseph make their way to your door and knock three times, please, let's all turn them away first, okay? Let's all practice that. Go ahead and do this. There you go. But I promise you at the very end, we'll let them in, have a party, and maybe even break a piñata. It's everyone's favorite part of the party, La Piñata! So traditionally, the piñata is filled with all kinds of candies, fruits, treats, and other goodies for the children. And when it's broken, everything falls to the ground. And of course, everybody scatters around to get as much as they can. So let's celebrate this wonderful tradition. Let's break the piñata!
Posadas. We hope you enjoyed the show just as much as we enjoyed sharing our Christmas traditions with you. From the bottom of our hearts, on behalf of Mariachi Cobre, our friends from Ballet Folklorico Viva Mexico, yes, round of applause to them. We would like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, but it wouldn't be Christmas without this one last song, Feliz Navidad!
I mean, we can still just go do that if you want. The kids would like to see it. I would like the kids to see it. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Festival of the Holidays. See you real soon. Feliz Navidad. Adios.
Adios. I lost the map. We know we're going to I lost the map.
No, I'm still out. Is that Odin? You guys want to go into Odin? I feel like Tyler does.
So what did you guys think of that show?
That was really cool.
That's what the Epcot Christmas Festival stuff is. So it's special to this time of year. There's things like that in each one of these countries. They talk about the different things. Now, China doesn't celebrate Christmas. So they'll talk about the Chinese New Year. So you'll get to learn about how their culture celebrates something different. Yeah.
That's cool.
So they spend time. We'll watch more of those while we're here today and tomorrow, when we come back again later.
Yeah. So, I swear the old thing, and they had the fireworks show, didn't they bring it out on the barge, or was it always out?
The barges moved out, yes. Some of them stayed out there.
Pretty.
Yeah. Now, supposedly, they can turn them on to, like, fountain mode. And then it's, like, two or three fountains sprouting out. Somebody doing actual wood carving over there. Hello, Beer Garden. We'll see you on Thursday.
That's Thursday?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, the trees! I've forgotten about the trees.
We need to pay for that. Look at it really quick and make sure.
Mozzarella filled ravioli with pomodoro sauce. So. And then the Italian. Oh, she's back here. La Bafana is talking. We'll get to learn about her later.
Do we have a list of when they're going?
Yeah, it's on the app. So, that's the where the candlelight processional will be.
It's the Muppet table.
Yes.
This is
That says 12:30. Did we miss it?
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.